start roll call.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you. Welcome to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee call taking place on Wednesday, 24th of August 2016 at 1400 UTC. On the call today we have Tijani Benjema, Ali El Meshal, Maureen Hilliard, Sébastien Bachelet, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Alan Greenberg, Judith Hellerstein, Kylie Kahn, Wolf Ludwig, Glenn McKnight, and Alan Skoos. We have apologies from Tim Denton and Cheryl Langdonor. From staff we have Heide Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Rob Hoggart, and myself, Yishin Mazar. Finally, I would like to remind everyone to start to say their names before speaking for the transcript purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. The purpose of this call is to review the budget allocations that were made and make sure that we are, number one, everyone is aware of them, and number two, we're on track to actually implement them. And if there are any questions or decisions that have to be made at this point, that we should do it. We're well into the budget year, and we want to make sure that the requests are being, number one, used properly, and that we're not letting things slip through the cracks. And to actually do the review, I'd like to turn it over to Heidi, and I believe, do we have Rob on the call? I don't see him listed. Oh, yes,
hi,
he is at the top. So
yes.
I'll intervene as necessary, but at this point I'll turn the call over to Heidi.
Hi, thanks, Helen, and hi, everyone. So I really enjoy doing this, and I think that you will enjoy seeing the status of most of these. We have Rob Hoggart, who is the Senior Director for the Policy and Community Engagement. He's going to be actually responding to any questions. So I'll be starting with this process. If we can all just look at the at-large fiscal year 17 special request implementation workspace, the link is in your chat, and it's coming up onto the screen. There it is. So you'll see that the table first, there are two tables. The first one is for the ALAC, second one is for the RALO sourced fiscal year 17 requests, and they basically have the same information on them. They have the request with a link to the actual page and the actual request. Then the main description within the proposal, there's a description slots or box, and that text is taken from there. Then there are details of the decision made by the board of finance. Then I have three other columns that are somewhat less populated at the moment. First one is materials required. Second one is the lead, and I've sort of put those in who I believe they are at the moment, but we can discuss those if they need changing, and then the status. So I'm going to just roll down the page, and hopefully all of you will be able to discuss this, and we'll populate those now somewhat less populated columns. So Alan, I'm going to just go ahead and begin, and the first one is over to you. This is the request for a strategic working session for ALAC and RALO leaders at ICANN Public Meetings 57 and 58. I'm not going to read the description. Basically, this is a session for at-large leadership, including the ALEC and the RALO leaders, to help them focus on what they need to be doing in the next 6 months or so. This is going to be taking place in Hyderabad and in Copenhagen. And this takes place currently at Saturday. And right now there is no funding, or there will be no funding for an external facilitator, so right now it's just possible staff facilitator if needed. Alan, right now I have you and Leon as the leads for that. Are there any changes that you'd like to make to that?
Yeah, I'd like certainly some comments. First of all, when you say Saturday, that means Thursday in Hyderabad.
Goodness.
This is
on that one.
Thursday is the new Saturday.
Day one, yes.
All right. I have a question. Given that all of this is funding for is a facilitator, and we don't have any facilitators, we have no funding for facilitators, how does this being accepted?
So, the funding...
I mean, it's very generous to accept it but allocate $0 to it, but I'm not quite sure what that means.
Yeah, so two things, I think. So the first one you will remember, recall that part of that request was also for resources in terms of, let's say, a lunch is in there. So that's included in there. And then also a staff facilitator might mean that there is someone, a staff member from either HR or a staff member from GSE that has gone through the leadership training program, et cetera, to be used as a facilitator.
I have a further comment, but I see Sebastian, so why don't we go to him first.
Thank you, Alan. All that for that, we are all losing our time. We already met, and the only thing you say is that maybe staff will be available to help us. I hope that we don't need to make a so long request to have help staff. It seems to be the work of staff to help the community. And the second, if it's just to give us a lunch, thank you very much. But we have spent more money in discussing, in making the proposal, in doing all that than the cost of the lunch. And really, I think it's a bad beginning. Thank you.
Thank you. I will point out also, as I have many times before, that we are now, in this case, being provided with a lunch, something the GNSO has gotten for well over a decade on their working sessions, without having to make any special requests. So I agree with Sebastian. I don't think I want to spend a lot of more time on this. We are certainly going to have working sessions on the first day. We will do our best to use the time wisely, but I don't think we need to focus any more on this. And my perspective is if this is how it's going to be treated in the future, that I would like to, number one, fix the lunch problem, and not waste time on allocations that simply waste our time and staff times on evaluating them. We clearly can reconsider that next year if the situation changes. So, yes, we will work on making sure we use our first days productively. That's business as usual, I think. Heidi, back to you.
Yes, okay, thank you. So status is, so Alan, again, I just want to say that, confirm that you and Leon are the leads, and then the status is that it will be in under development. Okay.
It is, as far as I'm concerned, it is business as usual in developing an agenda for our ICANN meeting.
Correct, okay. Okay. Next one
I would like
Alan,
to reiterate the issue on lunches, and someday I'd like that resolved instead of simply being told that's the way it is.
Okay. And, yeah, I think Rob has heard that, and we'll...
Just to belabor the point more, we are in the middle of our second at-large review. The first at-large review had a very specific recommendation that we should be treated equally with other groups. Enough said. Next item.
Okay, let's move on. Okay, next one is ALIC development session in ICANN 57. This is the second pilot activity. This one is a repeat of what took place in Dublin. Right now it is scheduled for the final day, the 9th, and the timing for this is 12 to 6. And this also includes, again, the intent is to use a staff facilitator. So as I have reached out to someone within staff who has tentatively said yes, but it depends on some issues. She'll be there, actually, in Hyderabad, but it depends on some issues as well. So that is being worked on. So Alan, I have put you down as the lead.
Yes. I'm the lead or whoever is chair that day.
Okay, and there's been some discussion, I believe, Alan, if you want to expand on any of the discussion that has been had on that so far at this point.
I can expand a little bit. The focus is going to be on more active work than just than just training on how to run meetings or how to be a group together. We will be doing some sort of community building activities, but unlike last year, this will not be the focus of it. We are looking at a number of methodologies to break the group into small working groups and work on particular subjects. The exact methodology still needs to be discussed. And I think that's where we're going from at this point. Heidi, I, and Cheryl have done some talking. Cheryl's done a lot of development sessions like that, and I've asked her to participate in the planning of this. But anyone else who, you know, has a particular belief that not belief, but feels that they have skills in this area and would like to help shape this day, then please let yourself be known, and we'll, you know, see what we can do to try to make sure this is a useful day. You will recall that initially when we did this, and again, that's why it was a budget request, we were asking for an extra day. We are now using the last day of the ICANN meeting, and we are doing in parallel, as we'll get to in a minute, a similar session for RALO leaders that will either be continuing or incoming. And those who are neither incoming or continuing people within the RALO leadership or ALAC will in fact be leaving ICANN a day earlier because there are no activities scheduled for them on the last day. Sebastian.
Thank you, Alan. Maybe I will repeat part of I already say and what you say, but it is all this meeting, so-called C or AGM, was built to have at the end, after we sit our new members in each of the group in ICANN, to have one day to have the work started, the people know each other, to organize the work, to try to find who will do what and how we will be able to work together smoothly, as it's a beginning of 1 year of work with a new team. And it's true for the board, it's true for the GNSO Council, it's true for ALAC and for the RALO leaders, it's true for everybody. And it's why this last day, it's just for that. And in one hand, I don't understand why we need to request anything for that day, because it was set up for that, for this activity, for all the group. But I am happy that it will be done. And if in one moment you need my help, I will be happy to help. But I think that it's in a good end with Cheryl doing it. And I am a little bit sad that Veronica will not be there, because she has a very good knowledge and skills for all that issue too. But it will be next time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. I do have a question for Heidi and Rob, to the extent you know. Sebastian said that this last day is for all of the new people, everyone, but we're expecting, last I heard, 4,000 people in Hyderabad, and the total number of people in ACs and SOs totals in somewhere in between 100 and 200 people, even if you include the full GAC. What are the other 3,900 people going to be doing on the agenda? Are there going to be other meetings scheduled, or are we incorrectly advertising this meeting as the 3rd to the 9th for the general attendee?
Rob, I'm going to hand that over to you.
I know meeting scheduling is not either of your things, but I'm somewhat troubled that we are somewhere between misleading advertising and potentially going to have an awful lot of complaints, in that we're asking people to come to meetings, spend a large amount of money, set the dates based on what ICANN is saying, and the agenda will be published very late after people have already made travel arrangements. Is there going to be anything else?
Rob, if I may, I've just opened the slot schedule, and it looks like day 7, which is the 9th, says intra-community work and SOAC-SG wrap-up sessions.
None of which are we are going to be doing.
Yes, but that's what is listed.
So we may have cut ourselves off from important sessions by saying this is going to be an internal session for, and some of our people aren't even allowed to stay that day.
Well, again, I believe that the GMSO is doing a development session as well. I just need to see. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, I think the key there was what you said, which was intra community sessions, an expectation that individual communities work on their own during that day. And the activities that you guys are discussing now are perfectly aligned for that. The 4,000 figure, I don't think that's ever come from ICANN, Alan, but was publicized by folks promoting, you know, let's go to India. And so I'm not, as you know, in a typical meeting, if you have 2,000 registrants, when Nick does his count, magically 400 or 500 of them just disappear when we actually do the meeting count. So, you know, there's a difference between registration and actual attendance.
Yeah, I don't think that this discussion is substantially different if that 4,000 is actually 1,200 or 1,500 or 2,000. So I wasn't trying to worry about that number. This is nothing we can solve here, but I find a real discontinuity between decisions that are being made in different parts of ICANN. Intra work within the community is not the same as the council or the committee meeting in private. It is very different. So, again, a flag as we go forward that we just have to reconcile the various views of how this meeting is going to be held so that when we're doing things like this, we're not cutting off part of our body parts to suit another thing. Sebastian, go ahead.
Yeah, Alan, it's a very good question, and I hope that somebody will bring that to Nick as soon as possible, because the meeting was supposed to be the same length. We start on, even if the day changed, I will take the usual meeting. It was supposed to start on Saturday and end up on Thursday evening. And Friday was a day to sit the new bodies and to help them to do some development session, whatever you want to call that. If that has changed, not just you need to answer the question of Alan, but we need to see who decides that, because it's something we need to have a discussion with Nick. And I really feel that what was the project of the meeting strategy working group and what it was done since the A meeting, they are a long way, and I see where the community came with a proposal and what it's really done. Then if it's needed, we have to have the discussion one way or another. I am at your disposal if you want me to talk with Nick and with you, but I think it's important to bring that to him as soon as possible. Thank you.
Yeah. To be clear, whether this is following what the meeting strategy working group did or not is an interesting discussion item, but I am far more concerned about the fact that we have different parts of the organization going in different directions for a meeting that's going to be scheduled, that's happening in 2 months from now. Whether it matches the original intent or not is a separate issue from the fact that we have people telling different stories about the same meeting. So, anyway, I don't think there's much we can do at this point. We have decided, and we've already arranged travel, that some of our people are leaving a day early. If there are interesting things, including, as Judith says, the wrap-up cocktail on the 9th, well, they're not going to be there for it. I don't know to what extent that's true for other people. Let's go ahead. And
okay, then,
as I said, to confirm, yes, it is me as long as I will be chair. If there is another chair, we're in the midst of a selection process, then clearly whoever replaces me will own that day. Thank you. I'm done.
Okay, so the next one is the captioning project, and that is a continuation, as it has been agreed, it's a continuation of the fiscal year 16 special request for captioning. This one allows for, I believe, 6 calls over, yeah, 6 calls for over 3 months. And I have Judith, you as the lead, and if you could please provide what the status of that is.
Yes, so this is Judith Helstein for the record. Yes, it is 3 calls. We had met, Sylvia and I had met in Helsinki to try to get together some of the metrics because we wanted to make sure that these next calls that we can actually get better metrics because we had a lot of issues with how the survey was designed, also with how Adobe Connect reacted with mobiles. And so we didn't get it as metrics as we had hoped. Sylvia was going to put the, we met with Dev to help design an analysis sheet, and we're going to have a committee reviewing it. And Sylvia was going to take the data that was collected from the at-large surveys and put them onto a spreadsheet, a Google Doc, and then we were going to be doing the analysis. And I don't know what Sylvia, whether Sylvia has completed that or not.
Hello, Judith, this is Sylvia.
Sylvia, it's very hard to hear you.
Hello, can you hear me now?
A little better.
Okay, I just want to add to what Judy mentioned. We are gathering all the data and putting together, as she mentioned, on a spreadsheet with all the metrics we could gather, including the survey and the attendance. So staff is working on that. That's for the first captioning pilot. The second pilot, the contract is in progress. ICANN is reviewing the contract with the vendor, and we should have this completed shortly. After the contract is completed, we can launch the second part of this pilot, this stage. Thank you.
Okay, Alan, that's good. I've captured that. Any other questions or comments on that one? Okay, I don't see anything. Thank you very much for that, Judith and Sylvia. So the next one is the ALAC discretion to use allocated travel slots to support active volunteer leaders within at-large to travel to and attend ICANN meetings. This was actually started at fiscal year in fiscal year 16 at ICANN 56, where at-large was basically allowed to have 2 additional travelers for travel support, and that will continue going forward. So I have put Alan as the lead for that,
and
I think status is in progress or being implemented. Alan?
Thank you. I have a question. What we requested is to be able to use the 2 liaison travel slots for other purposes if we do not need them for the liaisons. That has happened in the last previous of the Helsinki meeting and in this meeting, but that is not what the decision says. It says we have flexibility of using all the slots except the 2 liaison slots. So it says we don't have flexibility in using those slots, but what staff has implemented is we do have flexibility. So it sounds as if on paper the request was rejected, but it's being ignored and we're being given the flexibility. Can we have a little bit of clarity?
Alan, I'm going to hand that one over to Alan.
Why, a wise move, Heidi.
And
this is Rob.
Rob, aren't you glad you joined us?
I'm always delighted to join you.
I don't do it enough. No, I think if I recall correctly, and I'm sorry, you know, as I'm trying to speed up my brain here to recall some of these discussions. I think the issue was that you felt that you were limited, that if a liaison was also being funded through some other route, that was somehow restricting your community's ability to bring others to replace that. And if I recall the discussions that I was involved in from a staff perspective about this, the feedback was you have that flexibility. In other words, for example, and I'm sorry for picking on Olivier, you know, as a liaison, for example, to another community, let's say the GNSO, he's covered in that liaison slot. That doesn't mean you lose the Uralo chair slot. And I think that's the conversation, that because someone is, you know, fulfilling two roles, that doesn't mean that you can't fill that role and otherwise continue to use the maximum number of spaces that you have for a meeting.
Okay. Rob, if indeed that is what you meant there, then you have rejected our request. Let me explain why. If indeed we are going to fund Olivier from the GNSO liaison slot and vacate his RALO chair slot, then that is a RALO, that is a slot which the RALOs are allowed to reallocate. If a particular traveler does not need their travel support, then the RALO has the discretion of filling that, and that's a RALO decision. If you're now saying that if the liaison, GNSO liaison, happens to be also funded under a URALO slot or a NURALO slot, and they're not using it, that's not an ALAC decision, and that makes it different. It's very different. We rigorously follow the practice that if it is a RALO slot, the RALO has the discretion to reallocate it.
Thank you for that clarification.
And that is very different from what we are asking for.
Thank you for that clarification. I will re-review the quote-unquote grant to see how that reads out. I think that in evaluating the request, the distinction between RALO versus ALAC may not have been clear in terms of what constituency travel's feedback was, but I'll double check that.
Okay. I do note I've made this speech about four times so far. Pointing
well, this
out
last one
that
was very,
point,
this
point,
was very
pointing
eloquent.
Yeah, thank you. But it has been pointed out a number of times that the request was refused in writing but allowed in principle. And we need to actually come to closure on these things and not just ignore when people say there's a problem.
I think the key here in terms of, and we'll work to get it right, the key here is that you as a community overall should not be limited in the travel slots that are available to you. You're pointing out the distinction that at least in terms of the decision about fulfilling the slot, there is some difference there between the ALAC and the RALO and who has the responsibility or the quote-unquote jurisdiction to fulfill that. So I'll look at the language from constituency travel and follow up with Heidi and you on that.
I would appreciate that. As I said, it does make a difference. We really try, when we select the people for our liaisons, to not discriminate and say, we're not going to give you this liaison position, even if you're the best person for it, because you already have travel funding. That would be the absolute wrong way to do this, and I don't want to be forced into using that as one of the criteria.
Yeah, and I think, and without belaboring, I'll just end with saying, the intent was to make sure that you weren't limited as a community, and so that it, you know. So again, I don't think in the example that I shared, either Olivier, the ALAC, or URALO should be penalized for having someone who, in my example, is active and trying to do the best for ICANN and for the at-large community. So I think that's the spirit behind saying you guys aren't limited. we'll check the language to make sure that there's clarity in terms of who has the jurisdiction on the selection.
Well,
although I'd point out that some of that is on your guys' side, too.
Rob, to be clear, there is no question. It is our decision that we have said when a RALO slot is available, it is a RALO decision. We mm-hmm. could have worked top-down and say if you, one of your allocated travelers cannot travel, it reverts to an ALAC slot. We could have said that years ago. We have not. Mm-hmm. And we've given the discretion to the RALO. You know, it's part of our distributed organization. So, yes, that is a consciously our decision. I understand that. But we're not likely to change it, and that's why we put the budget request in. Otherwise, the whole thing would have been moot. We could have done this from day one.
Okay, thanks. I'll follow up with you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Heidi, back to you. Oh, sorry. Tijani has his hand up.
Thank you very much, Alan. Tijani speaking. Rob, I would like you to address this issue not from the side of the responsibility or the rights of the RALO or the ALAP to choose or to fill the slot, because this will be a mess and this may give some confusion, and the confusion Alan just mentioned now. So please don't address it in this way. If you can address it, you have to, I think you have to address it as it is requested. That means that if our liaison has funding elsewhere, we may use their slot, ALAC may use their slot as appropriate. ALAC use their slot as appropriate. And it is in this case. If you speak, as you said at the beginning, it will be a real mess because the RALO may have other slots, and every time we have to see, it is for the agent. So it is the responsibility of ALAC or the responsibility of the RALO. So it will be a real mess and confusion that we will not happy to enter in. Thank you.
Yep. And Rob, one more thing. I know I said we go on to the next item, but there is some urgency in this. We currently have four liaisons to other ACs and SOs. Our ESSAC liaison is generally funded through the ESSAC, and we have been lucky that we have not been called upon to provide funding for that slot. We now have yet another liaison we didn't have before, and that's to the GAC. We are likely to be asking for additional funding for liaison travel. But we really need to know, understand what the rules are for these before we ask for the next one. So there is some urgency in this.
Thank you, Alan, and that's understood. I, from what I'm taking from this discussion, the problematic language in the assessment was the sentence that said other travel slots can be reassigned as deemed appropriate within each RALO. And what you're clarifying is that, you know, that the term RALO should have been much more broadly noted as within the at-large community, so that
nope.
the ALAC, in partnership with the RALOs, can, you know, decide who makes those decisions.
No, the wording you have is exactly what we do right now. The intent of the request was not to have the travel slot for Olivier, regardless of which label we put on it, reallocated by the RALO. And that is the concern. We always had the ability to reallocate the RALO slot. We didn't have to ask for that one.
Okay. All right, thanks. I won't take up more of everyone
okay.
else's time on this, but we'll definitely follow up individually. Thank you. Thanks, Tijani.
Heidi, back to you.
Thank you, everyone. Just moving on to the next one.
We are 36 minutes into
yes.
a one-hour call at this point.
Yes. So... Next one is access by RALOs for funding of local engagement activities. And that one was a request basically to give the RALOs each up to 2,000 for targeted local discretionary funds for things like brochures, lunches, promotion, things like that. And the answer officially was no, but there was collaboration with GSE teams as appropriate. And there is a nominal seed funding of up to $10,000 US being provided to regional GSE teams to share in the response to this proposal. And I believe that the way that this should be moving forward is that the RALO leadership should be working with their RALO members as well as their relevant regional VP to identify and see if they can get agreement on some of these activities. Rob, let me know if I have not said that correctly.
Thanks, Heidi. Yeah, just to clarify on this, again, the spirit of this request clearly was that individual RALOs or perhaps individual ALSs within particular regions were interested in doing more local activities. The best relationship for that to happen is through the regional teams. The seed money or the seed allocation was provided to give the regional teams a little bit more flexibility and just to expand some of the conversations they are already having within their regions. So the reason this was a no is that ICANN executives and the board were sticking to the tradition that says ICANN doesn't give individual grants of money outside the overall budget or to individual communities, but that it gets managed through ICANN processes. And so the attempt here was made to allocate the resource, but to have it be managed through conversations with the individual regional teams. And I presume that the regional teams are discussing how they will make sure that they've got some flexibility within their own individual budgets to be able to continue to work with their local ALSs or other local community members. So I think that it wasn't a no, it was just more how that could be managed. Thank you.
So, Alan, any comments? And then first, should the leads for this project be the RALO leadership?
The lead should be the RALO, the five RALO chairs. And
chairs.
I think we need, well, you've got to assign things to a person, I believe.
Okay.
And although we have a significant complement of RALO leadership on this call, we do not have all of the chairs mm-hmm. or even some RALOs represented at all. Unfortunately, I think you need a very targeted and, again, a short message which people do not have to parse and break out to figure out what you're saying, pointing out they do have funding available through their GSE counterparts, and they should be well aware that this money could be made available if they can make the proper case to their GSE representatives. So I think we need something that's very targeted at the chairs and, of course, at the secretariats of each of the five RALOs.
Alan, this is Rob. Just one point of clarification. This wasn't a case where there was a specific allocation to individual regional teams. As I stated earlier, you made a good point about having to parse through the individual language. This is just a continuation of the current relationships. If a local ALS or RALO identifies some activity that they would like to engage in, the proper route is through their regional team. What this decision allows is that on a regional team basis, the GSE team collectively has some additional flexibility to the amount of $10,000 that they can discuss and figure out how they're allocating internally. Or how people are dipping into that bucket. It's not something where a specific RALO has that money available to them. Thanks.
If I didn't say that properly, then mea culpa. Whatever the right wording is, the RALO leaders need to know that there is the possibility of getting money through GSE to the total extent of about $10,000 for all five RALOs, which is how I read this. And we need to make sure the RALO leaders understand that and know what the process is for making a request.
Val, this is Heidi. Glenn makes a good point in the chat, and he's saying that these funds should be integrated into the regional strategies. And I think that that's something we should note as well.
Should be integrated into the regional?
Into the regionals, yes, through the outreach and engagement. It's one of the requirements for crop funding that they use. Each RALO prepares and approves a regional strategy. And that's also within the Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagements.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Okay. So for status, basically, if staff to send a note to the regional chairs describing the project and the process to be followed for implementation. Is that correct?
And clearly to the outreach and engagement subcommittee, if we're involving them as you know, essentially putting it under their umbrella.
Okay. Okay, next one is fixing...
Tijani has his hand.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Tijani speaking. I disagree completely to integrate it in the outreach strategy. It may be not for strategy. It may be for organizational things, perhaps for helping their local community. So don't try to make everything in the same recipient. This is the first point. The second point, Rob, you said and you repeated that it is a continuation of what is happening now. I am afraid that it is not the case for Africa. We didn't have any help from the regional vice president or the regional team for our own activities, local or anything. So it doesn't exist in Africa right now, and I hope it will exist in the future. Thank you.
Yeah, as I read the response, there is $10,000 of funding that is now available this fiscal year. So it doesn't sound like it's a continuation, although it may have been a continuation in theory, but now there is actual funding that is available, and it doesn't have to be diverted from some other program if the regional GSE people decide that this is something that has merit. Again, I'm only reading the words that are there, not what the intent was. Heidi or Rob, back to you.
Yes, and just as a point of correction to Johnny, I do need to point out that the African and Middle Eastern regional VPs did assist AFRALO in bringing their NGOs and some of the students to ICANN 55, so there has been some assistance there. Moving on to fixing the bugs in ICANN's machine translation tool.
Heidi, if I may.
Yes.
Heidi, if I may. Yes, the help for the meeting. It wasn't for the regional, for the local community. I think it is this fund is meant to be helping the ALSs, helping trying to find something to do something on the ground, not to help in organizing our meetings and with ICANN, etc. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, there are points on that, Tijani, and those were extra additions, you know, aside, in addition to a regular ICANN meeting. But we can discuss offline on that one, if that's okay.
Please.
Alan, okay, so again, fixing the bugs in ICANN's machine translation tool used for the LACRALO mailing list. And basically, they were looking for dedicated staff, and what was agreed with that internal... basically, there would be policy staff supporting the ALAC team. We'll coordinate this with the ICANN IT team. The lead on that is Dev Talik Singh, who is the chair of the TTF, and Mark Segal from IT staff. And right prior to ICANN 56, there was a discussion on this with Dev and Mark and some other staff moving forward. I believe they had a discussion in Helsinki as well. And then I reached out to them yesterday, and they are nearly finished with getting their new developer up to speed on the existing code, and that they should have an update this, by the end of this next week. And I think at that point that there will be a call of the TTF with Mark and Corinne to update everyone on that.
Okay, thank you.
We
really need to come to closure and get this in production.
Yeah, I think it's definitely being underway, but I would think that it's going to be completed shortly.
Because for those of you who don't read the LACRALO list, the translations have not gotten any better on their own.
Okay.
I see Rob's hand is up.
Okay, sorry, Rob?
I'm sorry, that's an old hand. I'll take it down. Thank you.
Okay, now let's move on in our remaining time quickly to the Raylos, and there are a lot, so I'm just going to go very quickly on these. The first one, as we mentioned earlier, was the Raylo Leader Development Session in ICANN 57. Basically, this is similar to the ALAC Development Session. This one will be from 8 to 12, and it's for continuing and incoming Raylo leaders. So for the lead, I was thinking that it might be the AP Rallo chair, which is Satish. Well, the interim it will be in, the interim chair will be Satish. Any comments
on that? As long as he's agreeable.
Okay, so I'm going to put Satish as TBC, and we'll reach out to him. And then we were also thinking that perhaps secretariats, across secretariat meetings, could organize that. So I'm going to just put cross-regional sec. Okay, next one.
Presumably in the afternoon, these leaders can either attend the other sessions that the ALAC people will not be able to attend, or they have a half day off in Hyderabad.
Okay, so the next one is AFRALO. Now it's several of the AFRALO ones. So the first one is for General Assembly. And the result of that was that ICANN would be offering two assemblies, general assemblies. And in Helsinki, it was agreed that the AFRALO will hold their GA during ICANN 59 in Johannesburg in June next year. So I have put for the lead Aziz and Tajani. Tajani, just in case there are any concerns with that, let me know, please. And I think it's time you can go ahead. AFRALO can go ahead and start their plan, start an organizing committee for this event.
Yeah, Heidi, on the previous item, as Glenn points out, Satish is organizing the Indian School of Internet Governance. He may have his hands full.
Yes, but we're going to come to that in a moment.
On the previous item where you said development session can be, he can take responsibility for.
Okay, well, we'll reach out to him, and the staff are very happy to help, too. Actually, staff have been discussing, and we have a lot of ideas, so we'll work on that. So, Tajani, just to confirm that you will reach out to Aziz and start a call for an organizing committee for the AFRALO GA?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Okay, the next one, AFRALO is going to be a workshop on the 2016 IGF, and I've put down the lead for Aziz and Tajani. Tajani, I believe you sent a note to staff that proposal was approved by the MAG, but I could not find it. So do you confirm that?
No, I don't. The workshop wasn't accepted. I didn't send any mail. No, it wasn't.
So, okay. So that means that item cannot be implemented then. Is that's the case then? Because that was an
yes.
It was okay. Thank you for that. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, the next one. It was a requests, well, I'm not, just in the interest of time, those that were not accepted, I'm not going to discuss them because we need to get through. Okay, AP Rallo. So there was an AP Rallo leadership team outreach, again, at the IGF. There were two workshops, and Satish is now going to be the lead. I've put that tentatively. And those two workshops were approved by the MAG, so that one can go ahead. Okay, and I will reach out to Satish again on that one. Then I don't know the status of this one. Maureen, if someone from AP Rallo could update us, that would be good. Well, let's see. This one was a showcase for AP Rallo activities in APNIC. So that one was said no, but it was going to be crop funding and appropriate GSE funding. Okay, and I see Maureen has her hand raised.
Thank you, Heidi. Yes, the set has changed completely now. Seeing as the Bangladesh meeting was cancelled and moved to Sri Lanka, And so the I think that the I haven't heard from Jahangir, but I'm assuming the ISOC sessions won't be run there because APNIC has actually moved its whole organisation to another venue. So that one may have to be dropped.
Okay, thank you very much for the update on that. Okay, next one is again, I'm going to skip the Palestinian one that was not accepted. Then the next one was support to the first Indian school on internet governance. That one was officially no, but there were some fundings available through the GSE team, I believe. And that one now has been, basically it's ready to be implemented. I put the link to that. Satish is leading that, and several of you will be speaking at that event or participating. So that one is fully advanced in its implementation. Okay, moving on to, the Student Christ was not accepted. Moving on to Lac Rallo. So this one was a request for a general assembly. What is going to be implemented is an assembly for a subset of the Lac Rallo ALSs. And this is part of the Lac Rallo roadmap that is currently being implemented. Currently, there are mediators speaking with some of the members of Lac Rallo, and the plan is to have a face-to-face within the next 6 months or so on that. Okay. And implementers will be the mediators and staff. Okay, then there was also a fiscal year 17 request for a Lac Rallo capacity building workshop on DNSSEC, and that one was yes through the core, and I have been in touch with RETME to start planning that along with Rodrigo de la Parra. So that event is starting to be implemented. Okay, moving over to Neuralo, there was a request for a general assembly, and that was approved by the ALAC, and that general assembly will be held during the ARIN meeting scheduled for New Orleans in April 2017. And Glenn and Judith have been quite a bit in touch with staff on organizing that. That is well advanced in its implementation. And there's a workspace that I put onto to this page to start the creation. And I think the next thing, Glenn and Judith, is really to put a call out for a membership, an organizing committee. Any comments on that?
I don't know if this is Judith. I don't know if Glenn can speak, but we put out, there's a Trello set up for project management. We put out a call, and we have people on the committee, and probably we'll get to it, if not before Hyderabad, then afterwards. And we also have people interested, as Glenn says, as facilitators. So we are looking at doing different sessions. We're going to put out a call shortly for a suggestion of topics to be discussed and then having a vote on different, having the ALSs to choose which of the topics they like most so that we could schedule them for our last day. On some maybe for the introductory meetings, the one-hour meetings during the on the first day. And we also, as Glenn says, we have sponsorship from ISOC and ARIN. So we have very good work has been done on it already. But I think Glenn has his hand up and he wants to follow along.
Yes, hi. Glenn, for the record. Thanks, Judith. I think you've covered most of the points. One of the things that's quite important is as she's mentioned, each of the social events, whether sponsored by ISOC, ICANN, or ARIN. We are also, because the RIRs are a big part of the ecosystem, we're having one of the advisors, Chris Cassett, do two separate sessions in advance, one in February and one in March, to educate the Neuralo membership on what ARIN is doing and their policy development projects and stuff. So we hope that people will have well integrated. We also have Leah, who also will be attending as part of a crop trip in the Dallas ARIN meeting in October. So she's also the person empowered to continue discussing with them our relationship because we have an MOU. And thirdly, is Aaron on the Road Show is actually happening in Waterloo in a couple of weeks. Joe Capitano is going to that, and I hope to see if some of our ALSs can attend that as well.
Okay, thank you very much. And again, many thanks to Glenn and Judith. That they really moved quickly on this, and we're really fully advanced in this. We've been in contact with the hotel, and pretty much all set except the agenda. So thank you for that. Okay, final request was
Heidi.
Go ahead.
I'm glad to hear you're having the pre-meeting sessions to introduce people to Aaron so that when they show up this meeting, it's not completely a black box. You may want to consider making that mandatory if you want travel support, especially if you have multiple meetings. So if someone misses one, then they or someone has to attend the other one. But I really think it's important that everyone who shows up at that meeting not go into this completely cold. Otherwise, we're going to lose a large part of the benefit of that. Thank you.
Okay, Ellen, may I continue with the last request?
Please.
Okay, I'll try to finish this within a minute. This is a pilot tribal ambassador proposal for ICANN 57. This is actually supposed to, it's going to bring two Indigenous Americans to ICANN 57 that was supposed to be in the U.S., but now it's in India, in Hyderabad. There was a selection committee set up, and a call for applicants went out, and there were several that came in. The selection committee, again, along with Janice, used their program for the fellows, and they selected two, and that is now moving along pretty smoothly on that. So again, thanks to Loris and Judith on that one. And that completes the request.
There's some hands.
Heidi, yes, mm-hmm. This is Judith Hallstein. One of the questions is that has CT Travel been in touch with the people? And two, I also want to introduce our at-large mentor, who agreed, is Maureen, and so she is going to be working with our two tribal ambassadors.
Perfect. That's great news. Thank you. Regarding whether CT has been in touch with them, I will follow up. There's some internal processes that need to occur first, so let me see where that is.
Yeah, given that these are not normal travelers, to our meetings, we really need to handhold them and make sure they're not left to dangle by constituency travel. They may not know, when to be forceful and what other things are required. And Hyderabad looks like it's going to be a challenging place to travel, especially conceivably for people who may not even have passports at this point.
Yeah, Alan, it might be useful, Judith, to organize a introduction call with the two applicants, with Loris and perhaps staff, et cetera, in the very near future.
My other comment is, without casting aspersions on Maureen, Maureen has her hands full with a lot of things. We may want to consider having someone else also work with these people, not only Maureen. As an ALAC member and the CCNSO liaison, time is going to be difficult, and we want to make sure these people aren't left on their own too much. Not left on their own, but we want to make sure that they have, guidance and people to turn to. So maybe you want someone else also. And again, I'm not saying anything negative about Maureen other than she's a rather busy person.
Yes, we originally we had, Judith again, we had Sarah News, but Sarah News passed it on to Maureen when she had to resign. And as Maureen says, we have a strong, loyal leadership team who can assist. And so they are also working with some other mentees. So they will be putting them all together, working closely with them. And so I think it will be a good one. And Glenn and I are there to help beforehand. But we wanted someone who really had experience working with fellows. And so that, because they're so integrated with the fellows department, they are going to be going to all the sessions, they're going to be housed at the fellows. We really wanted that also in indoctrination.
I'm not criticizing anything that's been done. I'm just pointing out Maureen, as the person who was identified a few minutes ago, does have other responsibilities also. In any case, let's back to you, Heidi.
Okay, thank you. I think that actually completes the review of the fiscal year 17 special requests. Thank you for everyone for their input. Thank you to Rob. And I think next step is we'll start reaching out to those groups that need a little assistance and follow through on the other ones that are as needed.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, all. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining. The call is now adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.